Joining us on KNBR 680, he's a catcher in the Giants system, Tyler LaTorre, if I said it correctly. Northern California kid. You've got roots in Northern California.
Yeah, born and raised in Santa Cruz, California, and from Aptos. Went to UC Davis, graduated in 2006, and then fortunately got picked up by the San Francisco Giants, so I'm a NorCal kid through and through.
A Giant fan growing up? What do you say?
Huge Giants fan.
Really?
Grew up watching Will Clark. Being a left-handed hitter, you watch Will Clark hit, and Robbie Thompson and Kurt Manwaring and all those guys just growing up was a great treat for me.
So you must have made a few trips down 101 to Candlestick.
A lot. And even nowadays going to the Niners game. So being a San Francisco fan, it's a great time to be from Northern California.
Boy, that's for sure. Tyler LaTorre joining us here. You hit the heck out of the ball, I want to tell you. And I realize it's BP and the catchers are hitting now, but in the first week of hitting, I don't think I've seen anyone hit the ball harder than you. So you've had a nice first week. How come?
I worked hard this offseason. I knew that coming into camp, this being my first big league camp, I needed to be ready, 100%, hit the ground running. Spent a lot of time in the weight room this offseason, as well as getting on the field and tinkering with my swing to make sure that it was ready as soon as that first pitch was coming at me. Also, I was getting myself ready for the World Baseball Classic. So I'm just, you know, I want to be ready, and if that means hitting the ball hard, it's fine with me.
Believe me, hitting stands out, I'll tell you that. All right, the WBC, the World Baseball Classic, and you're one of the Giants going to play in it. You're playing for Team Italy. How did all this come about? This is a great story.
4 years ago, one of our coaches in this Giants system, Tom Trebelhorn, he's a bench coach for the Team Italy team. After the World Baseball Classic in 2009, came up to me and asked if I knew my Italian lineage, and I told him I did, and if he said I would be a great addition to the national team. So I did some searching and some digging and got all the information and got my dual citizenship, and it's broadened my horizons a little bit in the baseball world. It's great.
So how does it work? Were you working out, and who's on the team, and who's the manager, and all that?
So in September of last year, I went over to Italy and then Amsterdam for the European Championship, and I competed for the national team in Amsterdam, and we won that tournament in the European Championship. The manager's Marco Mazzieri, great coach. He's one of those managers like Boch where you want to go out there and perform at your best for him. He has your best interest in mind, and you know he's a real scrappy coach. Focuses on the little things, getting guys over, you know, manufacturing runs just like Bochy, because, you know, you never know with pitching these days, one run could win you the game. So, you know, he's a great, great manager, and I'm looking forward to playing for him. As of the other players on the team, Alex Liddy is our third baseman from the Mariners. Anthony Rizzo is at first base from the Cubs. Drew Butera is another catcher from the Twins. And then at the back end of our bullpen is Jason Grilli from the Pirates. And then out in the outfield is Chris Norfia from the Padres.
Well, I like it. All right. Now, who's the big hitter? I mean, Rizzo is a good hitter. And you hit. I heard you hit very well in Europe during those championships.
Yeah, I did. Being that it was at the end of the season, I was just, you know, I went straight from the season into the European Championship. So, you know, I go out there and, you know, just try to put the ball in play and hope good things happen. Rizzo's a great hitter. Alex Liddy's a good hitter. We're a real scrappy team. We're not gonna mash like, you know, Team USA and Canada and Mexico, but we're gonna go out there and we're gonna put some runs on the board and hopefully we can keep the runs off the board on the pitching side.
Well, that's the question of baseball, the pitching side. You mentioned Grilli, who we love with the Pirates, and I thought the Giants had a shot at him as a free agent this year, but he signed with the Pirates again. So who are the pitchers?
We've got a good mix of some youthful guys and from actually the Italy League who have played in the World Baseball Classic prior. So we've got some good experience. I've got some new catchers to go over and catch and get to know pretty well so that we hit the ground running in the World Baseball Classic. We've got Thiago da Silva, who pitched a gem last World Baseball Classic against Canada. And we've got some other guys that are really going to help us piece together a good bullpen and hopefully we can score enough runs to win some ball games.
Well, that's the name of baseball. That's the way you do it. Tyler LaTorre, you have to have Italian background with that name. You leave the camp here, and then you'll join Team Italy. What's the timing of that? When is all that going to take place? Because you will remain in the Phoenix area.
Yeah, our first round is going to be at Talking Stick up the road at the Diamondbacks and Rockies facility, and then our third game is against Team USA at Chase Field over in Phoenix. So we stay here. On February 20th, the Italian group is going to be down here, getting ready, kind of like a spring training. I don't have to go there because we start games here at Giants camp soon. So the manager wants everybody to report on March 3rd, so that we have March 4th, 5th, and 6th to kind of put everything together and make sure that we're all on the same page, so that when March 7th comes around and we play Mexico, we're ready to go.
Are you ready to hit against Romo?
I'm ready to hit against anybody. Romo, Offelt, and we got Vogelsong throwing to us in in our third game. There's USA's second game. So we have a lot of work to do, and it's going to be an uphill battle, but us Italians, we're ready to go.
All right. Look, it's a great story. It really is. Northern California kid, UC Davis as well. How you doing in the camp here? What's your expectation? 29 years old, and it's time that they took a look at you, and this is an important spring for you.
I couldn't be happier to be here. I'm really privileged that the Giants gave me the opportunity to come to camp this year. I want to show them that I belong. I fit in well. Catchers love throwing to me. I can handle the bat a little bit. So I just want them to know and see that if something happens, and God forbid that nothing happens to Buster like it did 2 years ago, and nothing happens to Hector, because they're both really good catchers, and the pitchers love throwing to them. But if something does happen, I'm ready to fill that void, and I'll do anything it takes to show them that I'm Tyler Latorre will be the guy that they make the call to.
Yeah, well, keep doing what you're doing, and believe me, people are going to watch you. Last year, Fresno for you.
Yeah, the last 2 years I've been in Fresno. The year before it was Jackson Williams and I, and Chris Stewart until Buster got hurt, and then last year was me, Whiteside, and Jackson Williams. So all those guys that are in the bullpen, all those guys have been through the Giants system. I've caught them plenty of times. I've built up a good camaraderie with them, and I'm looking forward to getting on the big league stage and showing what I got.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to seeing you out here. And believe me, as a hitter, you can hit. And it was very nice to see that this week. And, of course, we'll follow you with Team Italy and the World Baseball Classic. Thanks for being on. Good to know you.
Thank you very much.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.